ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपं तस्या गजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साकुजातं सहगणरघुनाथं द्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सर्वभूतं परजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Yesterday I spoke on how to become a great kirtan leader. In that talk I referred several times to kirtan melas, and today I'm going to continue my pontificating, if you see it like that, by giving advice to kirtan mela organizers. I'm particularly speaking to those of us, those among us who identify ourselves as followers, disciples, grand disciples, maybe grand disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. So my first advice is, it's like sometimes I ask devotees, a trick question, what's the first thing in spiritual life? What's the first thing? First thing every day is Mangalati. Of course, you have to get up before that and take bath and maybe chant a few rounds before Mangalati if we get up early enough, but our day begins early every morning. And Srila Prabhupada was very insistent on that. We have to rise early, chant our rounds, attend Mangalarti. So one thing I see is common in many camps that devotees organize. They don't have any Mangalarti. And sometimes I've heard about these japa retreats. They retreat so much, they retreat from Mangalarti even, because they want to have 64 rounds chanting. So there's no time for Mangalarti, or maybe you just go and offer obeisance and come out again. But if we do attend, then we'll chant Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Prasada Nagati Katopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, we get the mercy of Krishna. And without getting that, whatever else we do, even if we chant 3 times 64 rounds a day, we're not going to get Krishna. So We may be very eager to do different, special, interesting, far out, wonderful things, but first of all, let's do the basic thing. So start every day, early morning, with Mangalarti. Of course, if it's done in a temple, as it's done in Mayapur, that's probably the only temple in ISKCON big enough to accommodate a big crowd for Kirtan Melas. And actually, every day in Mayapur is a Kirtan Mela. Srila Prabhupada wanted 24-hour Kirtan there. And it does go on just about at night, but definitely during the day. It goes on, there's Kirtan all the time there in Sridham Mayapur. So make the full morning program compulsory for everyone, especially for the Kirtan leaders. Not that they just turn up at the time they're leading the Kirtan, or they're not seen until 7 o'clock in the morning or later. They should be up bright and early for the Kirtans. That means don't go on late at night. You may think, well, the Kirtans are so ecstatic, they just went on, but on and on late at night, but then we'll have ecstatic sleeping until 7 o'clock in the morning. That's not very ecstatic. That's tamagun. We can have ecstatic kirtan at Mangalarti also, early morning. Why not? Doesn't have to be at night. What is this compulsion or fascination with staying up late at night? Better get up early in the morning. If you can go out late at night and then go on in the morning also, that's good. But practically speaking, we see that most of us are conditioned by our bodies and minds that we can't go on. Maybe one day, maybe that much, maybe two, but not. We can't go on without having sufficient sleep. So better to rest early and rise early. Just very simple thing. That's all. The advice isn't how to fly in the most famous kirtan leaders. That's not the advice. The first advice is early to bed, early to rise. Don't go on late at night. Finish well in time. That would mean latest 8:30. So everyone can get it. Take rest on time and get up in time. This may be something revolutionary for you. But why not? Instead of having kirtan 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, and then not and again until 7 o'clock in the morning, why not finish at 8:30 and start at 4:30? You could even start a little later, maybe 5 o'clock if you're not doing it in a temple setting. I usually do that when we have our Shravan Kirtan camps in various locations which are not in a temple. I usually have it at 5 o'clock for two reasons. One reason is that a lot of devotees are not so used to getting up so very early. And another reason is that often the devotees are crowded into facilities, and for bathing there's not that much facility. So everyone has enough time to go to the bathroom and this and that. So early start and full morning program with class, regular class. The class doesn't only have to be about the glories of the holy name. There are so many other topics also. Now here's a suggestion. You can do, at least for some time, simple kirtan. Another important thing is to begin with Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravarni Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavinda. This kirtan should precede the Hare Krishna chanting. That was standard in ISKCON for many years. Now it's become normal that devotees just start kirtan with Hare Krishna mantra. That's not proper. We have to go through Srila Prabhupada and through the Panchatattva to get the mercy of Krishna. So we should, kirtan should begin with that, and it doesn't have to be just at the beginning of the day. If you're going to have a kirtan leader for 1 hour, they can start each time also. Don't neglect. Don't think that we can jump directly to Krishna. Turn out simple kirtan, simple melody. How about that? Kirtan mela means who can think up the most interesting, fascinating melodies. But how about the simple melody that Srila Prabhupada gave us? And just over and over again become absorbed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simple. That chanting like this means we can get absorbed in the name without being diverted by the tune. Of course, the tune can be, nice tunes can be like a decoration also. We can think like that. That's one way of thinking. But another way of thinking is just to sing very simply so that we can become absorbed in the name. Same tune, over and over again. You can maybe do that for 1 day if you're having several days, or at least half a day, or at least 1 hour, just very simply. And during that session also, only mridanga and kartals, maybe gong, like this, no fancy instruments. And the kartals, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, 1, 2, 3. Keep it simple and concentrate on the holy name. The whole point is to be absorbed in the holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's kirtans were directly Golokera Prema Dhan Harinama Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada's kirtans are directly from the spiritual world and can transport us to the spiritual world. Golokera Prema Dhan Harinama Sankirtan Ratina Janmilokeneta. Narottanda sings that, why didn't I get a taste for that? If we don't get a taste for the holy name per se, then we may think that the taste in kirtan comes from the fascinating rhythms and the music. And so, but these, if done in a spirit of service, these can be very pleasing to Krishna, but at the same time can be very dangerous to divert our attention from Krishna in the form of his name. The name is Krishna. Jainam Shri Krishna Bhaja Nishta Kore. That name is Krishna. We should worship with faith. And overall also, we can minimize the instruments. It doesn't have to be so many instruments. Of course, there is another outlook. Many years ago, Sahotra Swami introduced that the no-holds-barred kind of kirtan. Reintroduced it in the spirit of 1966 New York, in which anyone could just walk in off the street and bring any instrument and join in the kirtan. What did they call that? Stay High Forever kirtans. Just, you can use any instrument, you can get some kitchen pots and a spoon and bang it like that. You can do anything. So that's another idea. But maybe another time to the kirtan mela. That's just for involving newcomers. But of course that wasn't the standard that Srila Prabhupada had when gradually he brought in standards for ISKCON. He did actually say, Srila Prabhupada said, this is not a very well-known instruction, probably be one of those instructions of Srila Prabhupada which most devotees would prefer. He didn't give it, but he did give it, and that is no harmonium in the temple room. So how about that? Here's some more advice for kirtan mela organizers or japa retreat organizers. apart from the japa retreat, get out there with the Sankirtan attack. Go out for public Harinam. Of course, in Mayapur, that might be a little difficult to organize when there's just a little thin road there and lots of devotees. And anyway, everywhere there's kirtan. But if it's in a city like London or Birmingham or wherever it may be, then take the devotees out for public Harinam. Actually, lots of public Harinam is better than kirtan melas because that spreads the mercy. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did both. When he was in Navadvip beginning his Sankirtan pastimes, he did privately with his devotees only in the house of Srivas Thakur. And then he brought his Sankirtan out onto the streets, brought it out to every home. And in Puri, he would perform Kirtan every night with many members of the public. Of course, they were all mostly devotionally inclined people, we can imagine, in Puri. But there'd also be all kinds of Mayavadis and maybe some Buddhists and all kinds of people. But he took the Sankirtan to the streets. So take the attendees out on public Harinam. Spread the mercy of the holy names. In Srila Prabhupada's teachings, he said that book distribution, which means primarily distribution of his books, that's even a better form of Sankirtan. So that can be done also. That's a very good combination of doing Harinam, and if we pass out books at the same time, it's a very powerful combination. This is, after all, this Sankirtan is a gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personally came to preach Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada came from the spiritual world to preach Krishna consciousness and wanted us to do that and go out and not just keep kirtan something boxed up in our own house. Now, as far as book distribution is concerned, there's very good scope for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books at kirtan melas. Charity begins at home, as the English saying goes, and Srila Prabhupada quoted that sometimes. So it's very good to distribute full sets of Srila Prabhupada's books to the attendees at the kirtan mela. Full set of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the small books. Or if the devotees already have them, then we can have them sponsor 10 books, 20 books, whatever, for distribution to prisons or whatever. So it's a good opportunity for book distribution among the devotees themselves who attend. And I was talking about the classes in the morning. It's also important to speak on the necessity of reading Srila Prabhupada's books, hearing Srila Prabhupada speaking, and in this way having an all-round approach to spiritual life. Of course, we know very well, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way for to attain the supreme destination than chanting the names of Hari, chanting the names of Hari, chanting the names of Hari. But that doesn't mean that other activity, that means that we must chant Hare Krishna, but it doesn't mean that we don't do anything else. And hearing is necessary, getting the proper understanding from the parampara, from Shastra and Parampara, from Srila Prabhupada, and his anyone who's actually following him. So, for kirtan leaders also, yesterday I was talking about how to be a great kirtan leader. Well, great means Krishna likes us. That's our real success. Not that we're adulated by many people, even if they are devotees or ostensibly devotees, if Krishna likes us. So we can go out public Harinam. I mean, great kirtan leader means one who encourages others to go out on Harinam Sankirtan. And they're not necessarily the greatest kirtan leaders in terms of voice and musical style. One who is enthusiastic to God and Harinam and enthusiastic to enthuse others to chant and dance joyfully, they're a great kirtan leader. So better do lots of public Harinam. Just a little aside here, talking about yesterday's topic, being a great kirtan leader. If you want to be a great kirtan leader, don't want that. Don't think like that, because to think, I will be great, that is a contamination. Better to be a humble pot washer. The real thing is to be, that comes first, to be humble. Trinada pi suniche na torori vase hishnu na amanida amanadena kirtaniya sada harihi. Someone who is humble in heart, thinks himself lower than the grass, and is more tolerant than a tree, is ready to offer all respects to others and doesn't want respect for himself, such a person is eligible to always chant the names of Krishna. Now, of course, this is a well-known verse, and it's easier to say it than to live it, that's for sure, for most of us, beginning with myself, no doubt. But we should remember that if by doing kirtan we become proud or egoistic or we're enjoying being noticed, better be a simple pot washer. Better. For our own spiritual advancement and for that of those around us. If we can chant Hare Krishna in a way that actually enthuses others to chant the holy names, all well and good. To chant the holy names with that spirit, sevan mukhe hija, with the spirit of desire to serve Krishna, then that's all well and good. Very good, yeah. So please don't think I'm somehow or other I'm speaking against kirtan. Of course not. Kirtan is our dharma. Kirtan. If people ask, what's this Hare Krishna all about? It's all about Hare Krishna. What is your religion? Our religion is chanting the holy names. That's. I'm just giving some thoughts because kirtan is our dharma, but especially in this Kali Yuga and in any age, our dharma can be mistaken for dharma. Adharmam dharmam iti ya manyase tamasa vrita. Manyase tamasavita. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, adharmam dharmam iti va, iti ya. Manyase tamasavita. People in the mode of ignorance, they mistake irreligion to be religion and vice versa. That means something may seem to be like dharma, but it isn't. Yesterday I gave the example of people ecstatically chanting the names of bogus avatar. That means it seems to them like ecstasy, but it's a kind of false ecstasy given to them by the material energy. And Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu talks about that, the different kinds of abhas or reflections of actual love of Krishna. Pratibimba abhas, chaya abhas. So similarly with kirtan, it may seem to us to be like ecstasy, but it is not necessarily. If Krishna is not pleased, then it's all useless. And again, there are examples. Srila Prabhupada would. There's one famous event or occurrence in Chicago, and many young brahmacharis with lots of energy were dancing super enthusiastically, and Srila Prabhupada stopped them and told them to dance gracefully in the manner of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gracefully also doesn't mean we should imitate stylistically anyway, the point is we may feel that it's ecstatic, but it may be all bogus. If it's not, Gaura Bihita Kirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about Gaura Bihita Kirtana Shuni. Ananda Hridayanachi. He says that when I hear the kind of kirtan which is approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then my heart dances in bliss. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once, when commenting on this, he said that before there is Gaura Bihita Kirtan, kirtan that is approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there has to be Gaura Bihita Shravan, which means hearing in the line approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, if we don't hear, how can we understand what is approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What kind of kirtan is approved and what isn't? We have to hear. In this regard, I'm just taking two sentences out of a conversation with Srila Prabhupada on the 25th of February in 1977, in which Srila Prabhupada was talking about chanting kirtan in the proper manner. Srila Prabhupada said that if one does not chant in the process, then gradually it degrades, the offense will increase. This is a warning that we may do, it may be just a little bit off, but if we don't follow the standard process of chanting 16 rounds, four regulated principles, rising early, all these different things, maybe a little bit off, but then gradually it will degrade and the offense will increase. This is what Srila Prabhupada says. Now, this is supposed to be advice for Kirtan Mela organizers. Einstein and I may be considered, anyway, consider whatever you like about me, but from what I see, that I see that many are attracted to kirtan melas. They tend to be somewhat shallow in their understanding of Krishna consciousness, sentimental types, who don't have any idea of Srila Prabhupada's mission to practice Krishna consciousness very seriously and bring that to others. People are burning in the fire of material life. Again, Mangalati. We start Sangsara Dava Nalalirdha Loka. A first meditation is that we and everyone in this world is burning in the forest fire of material existence. This is not a joke. It's a horrible situation that we're all in. We should be aware of this and aware that we need to practice Krishna consciousness seriously and induce others to do so. But if we just come to a kirtan mela and we think, yeah, I just go to a kirtan mela once a year or twice a year, chant Hare Krishna, bliss, and the rest of the year, well, what do I do? What are we doing? Krishna consciousness is supposed to be daily, every day, every minute of the day, every second and every minute, every moment. That is the practice, to become absorbed in Krishna 24 hours a day, not just for 2 or 3 days a year, but every day. For that we have a program to do that. So it's not that we can go to a kirtan mela once or maybe twice a year and then we just go on with our life. But go on with our life means we have to strictly follow four regulated principles, endeavor to give up sense gratification. Whoever talks about these things, surrendering to Krishna, having a regulated life, regulated eating habits, yukta ahara, that means taking only Krishna prasadam, then reading Srila Prabhupada's books, committed devotees, devotees who are really committed to practicing Krishna consciousness seriously. And that kind of kirtan will produce, kirtan by such devotees will be ecstatic. The description is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita of the prema sankirtan of the devotees who arrive from Bengal in Puri, and Maharaj Prataparudra standing on, in an elevated place to see them with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Maharaj Pratap Rudra was astonished. Naturally, he was the king there. His capital was in Cuttack, but he had his residence there in Puri. He had seen many kirtan parties, but he said, I've never seen a kirtan party like this. They're so ecstatic. That is the kirtan of pure devotees. So, I don't want to dampen anyone's enthusiasm. Let there be kirtan, more and more, plenty of it. But just a little warning. Most of you, most of the devotees in this movement nowadays, by spiritual relation, they are my spiritual nephews and nieces. So take it as a some words of caution from a spiritual uncle, and chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And with that, I'll bring this little talk to an end. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukharo navayam vicharayamaha hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama natama nirvishama dante nidhaya churnakam padaya nipatya kritva chakha kushatame tadaham bravimi he sadhava sakalameva vihaya durad chaitanya chandra charane kurutanuragam mancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya vichampatitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.